Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Apex predators are often frightening, but healthy ecosystems depend on their presence. Jonathan Rupert, postdoctoral research associate in biology at York University, examines the connection between shark populations and reef health.
It has been well established that sharks do well on coral reefs with very little human disturbance. That is, you will tend to find a high abundance of sharks where human activities are minimized, such as fisheries. Fisheries, including those involved with the shark fin soup trade, can be quite damaging to shark populations, as many species of sharks will require centuries to recover from even very low fishing pressures. As the effect of this trade has become global, we are currently observing worldwide declines in these top predators on coral reefs. Further complicating this story is the presence of many different environmental stressors that can impact species and ecosystems at the same time. On coral reefs, fisheries and benthic disturbances are some of the most prevalent. While fisheries directly remove individuals from the reef, benthic disturbances such as cyclones and coral bleaching transform the colorful, biodiverse reef surface to a reef dominated by green algae. Recently, I was part of an international collaboration to determine what effect declines in sharks may have on coral reef ecosystems that experience benthic disturbances such as cyclones and coral bleaching. We found that shark fin fisheries are causing dramatic declines in shark populations, and this subsequently impacts species that are found lower down in the food web, an effect that is termed a trophic cascade. With declines in sharks, we observed increases in smaller fish-eating carnivores and decreases in herbivores that consume algae. This last point is crucial, as herbivores are critical to the removal of algae produced from disturbances that result in the loss of coral cover. The consumption of algae by herbivores allows coral to re-establish and for coral reefs to rebuild after disturbance events. Thus, sharks play an important role by increasing herbivore abundance and creating ecosystems that are more resilient to benthic disturbances.
That was Jonathan Rupert of York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.